It's the spooky season at Radio St. Pete, and with me are two of the people that will be haunting you in St. Pete this season, Dr. Brandy Stark, and that is Spirits of St. Petersburg, and Dom Ponteriero, host of Soundcasts on Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Soundscapes
on Monday
night. Monday nights at 10 p.m.
Thank mm-hmm. you. And also Car Free Conversation. Welcome to the ghostliest podcast in town. Let's start with you, Dom. Tell us a little bit about Rosa Park and your Ghost Fest and how it got started.
Yes. So I am a proud resident of the historic Rosa Park neighborhood. And about 4 years ago now, I started what I called at that time a Halloween block party. And it has evolved into this year, in its fourth year. We've sort of rebranded it to Ghost Fest, is what we're calling it. And we're having it in November 15th, based on feedback and also general angry hurricane threats. We've decided to do it in November instead of October. But it's still going to be just as spooky, just as fun. And we've got some great partners that we're working with. From the beginning, we worked with Spirits of St. Petersburg to create really awesome, compelling ghost tours to go through the neighborhood. We're going to have a night market along Rosa Park Drive. And we're going to have some live performances and activities as well. So it's going to be a spooky good time.
And folks, when you look at the picture, I just want you to know that Dr. Brandy Stark and Dom are both wearing shirts that you must have. It's just great.
Well, mine will actually be on sale. We will be selling this year's version of the T-shirt that I'm wearing, Rosa Park Ghost Tours, for $20. And if you buy them in advance, they will glow in the dark.
Ooh. Well, Brandy, it's been a while since we've had you, and we, of course, know that you're at Florida Craft Arts at the Lofts. Tell mm-hmm. us a little bit, though. This is your season. Let's hear all about your events, and then let's talk about the next book.
Absolutely. So, yes, we are already starting off. I've already started doing neighborhood talks. Actually, Historic Kenwood was one, and we are preparing for the National Day of Ghost Hunting, which is September 27th. That used to be the world's largest ghost hunt, but it kind of devolved a bit. And so we want to continue the mission of talking about historic locations and bringing in awareness of history as well as haunts. And so we are doing the Marie Jean Hotel. We investigated it in July. I've been writing articles for the Gabber. So the first part of the articles, which came out in July, was the series of interviews. And then we did the investigation. And the second part is actually what we found. And it was very exciting. We had some spirit box interaction. We had our paranormal light sensors, also known as cat toy balls, but that's okay. That whatever works, right? EMF meter response. We think there's, well, I don't want to say. You'll have to come to the event, but it'll include a paranormal 101, a very brief one. And then we're going to have some stations to explore sensitivity and equipment, walk through the halls, and then actually gather information from folks at the end about what they might have gotten.
Who knew the hotel was haunted?
You know, it is a very old hotel. And so it was a hotel. Then it became a retirement center. So maybe there. Then it became an ACLF, believe it or not, for about 20 years, a little bit longer. And it got kind of a bit of a reputation at that point because it was for folks with mental illness. And apparently, you know, there's all sorts of things that happened at that point, which we did do archival research for. And we've determined that, yeah, there's some stuff in there. And then it became low-income housing, and then it's gone back to being a hotel. And the new owners have worked really hard. It's got a great vibe. My entire team loves this hotel, and we're all very, very excited to be there. But what a colorful history.
That is super great. It is an adult-only event, so 18 and over. We'll have all of the information for both Rosa Park and all of the events. And you've got some other things going on. So October 5th, Spookazar is back.
Yes, we are doing our second annual. So we went with Spooky plus Bizarre. So that's how we got Spookazar. And it is at Art Lofts. So we have 13 juried artists who will be displaying a variety of crafts, including myself, because Halloween, lots of creepy art. And Christy Capone also is the one who is co-hosting this with me. We are just very, very excited to be doing it. It is Sunday, 11 to 3. It's early enough in the season that folks can still get some really cool handmade local art. And in fact, I was at part of St. Pete Community Votes, and I actually won for specialty arts in part because of Valentine Spookazar and the Radical Art Show. So I'm super excited to be doing this again. Very casual, but it's in a historic haunted building, so you can't beat that.
Then October 9th, St. Petersburg Museum of History, happy hour with a historian. And you have a regular relationship with them. You do trolley tours all through October.
Yes.
Until the 29th, and even... And other times of year as well, right?
Every month, actually. So every second Wednesday of the month. And this year, they've also asked me to do a couple of boat tours with EcoWatch. So ghost tours on the water. That'll be new for me. And I've been doing this almost 30 years. So I'm like, all right.
Hey, I'm sure the waters are also haunted. So be careful.
In fact,
be vigilant.
Yes. In fact,
there are spirits and sirens.
Yeah. In fact, yes, when we do Valentine this year, we're doing the Dark Sirenade, which is siren based in February. So yes, we are planning. But yeah, in fact, there's the legend of the ghost shark in the water. And so it goes back to World War II. And it has kind of an odd name. It's called Old Hitler. But but the idea was that this was a giant hammerhead with a head the size of a pickup truck, and it was strong enough to drag under Jeeps, and it was in Tampa Bay, and it was supernaturally powered. You can never kill it.
Boom, boom, boom. So I want to ask Dom, what I'm sure you're going to have some kind of soundscape as we get towards Halloween. What do you think? Because I just, listen, I love the Monster Mash. That has, you know, definitely not your vibe. But what kind of music might you play?
So for those of you who have not yet tuned into Soundscapes on Mondays at 10 p.m., I have to always plug that, of course. I focus on locally made instrumental music, usually more on the relaxing side, because I want people to be able to wind down on their Monday nights. We all need that, I think, an hour of just instrumental music. But what I am planning on doing, in October for spooky season is there are actually quite a few talented electronic and ambient artists in the area, and so I am planning to have a show or two to focus on those sounds. I have Dave Eichenbecker, who actually did music for all of the some of the audio installations at the DALL-E. So his sound is very sort of surreal and spooky in a way. So I have Yatuzi, that also has a very fun electronic vibe as well. So I will probably be focusing on that kind of music during that season. I play acoustic music as well, but I think that for the spooky season, I'll probably be doubling down on some of the more experimental stuff.
And Dom, of course, is a wonderful pianist as well. So
thank you.
It's really a great show to listen to. So we'll all be all ears, even the ghostly ears. So winding then up, on October 26th, and I want to talk about downtown being Halloween Central, Voodoo Village at Halloween on Central. Tell us about that, Brandy. And then let's just talk about, Dom, after that, how all the neighborhoods from Rosa Park embrace safe and happy Halloween hauntings. So, Brandy, you first on Voodoo Village and what you're doing.
Sure. So this will be – we started with it when it first started up. So we were there from year one. We always have a booth. This year we will have my beautiful Big Red hearse, whose name is Big Red. He is a 1998 that I got. He is a restoration project in process. So he has a new engine and all the nuts and bolts have been replaced. And next up is bodywork. But he's bright red and almost a classic. So he'll be there. Another member and I are both artists as well, so we will have our booth. And then I do have a new book. So Supernatural St. Petersburg and Paranormal Pinellas Volume 2 is actually Local Lore and Legends is the first half, and the second half actually parallels what I'm doing with the museum, which is ghosts and redactivity, so how ghosts respond to weather events, essentially. So the second half is the research for that, which is hurricanes and haunts.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, I just... So... We really embrace Halloween here. And Dom, from your point of view as, you know, Rosa Park Neighborhood Association president, tell us a little bit about why St. Pete is so much fun and always celebrates the cool holidays.
It is. And we really do, I have to say, have a lot going on in October. And that was really part of the reason why we moved our event to November 15th, because a lot of the feedback that we got was there's so many things to do in October that having it in November is actually a really nice, because there's not a whole lot going on in the middle of November. But here in St. Pete, so let's talk about, like, we have Halloween on Central, of course, where we close off part of Central, and that is just such a great time. And that was actually originally organized by Car Free St. Pete, and now Grand Central and the Edge District collaborate on doing that every year.
And we'll be there. Radio St. Pete, Karen Carmichael, and Posse will yes. be there. Dom, I'll be there. You'll be there.
Yes.
The whole crowd will be there. Steven Riordan.
It's a lot of fun, and it's safe. You know, the idea of closing off a street like that so that children can walk in the street and go to the different stores without having to worry about the car traffic is such a relief. Like, it's such an eye-opening experience if you've ever attended that. But like on Halloween, let's say, there is also a lot of places to go.
Right.
The Old Northeast is, if you haven't experienced the Old Northeast, it's not my neighborhood, so I can't praise it too much, but their Halloween is very fun. And the houses go all out in their decorations. I love my neighborhood. My neighborhood is very safe to walk through, because if you haven't been to historic Roser Park, the streets are very old and narrow. So it's actually very difficult for cars to go fast down those roads just by nature of the way they are. So it's a pretty safe neighborhood to take your kids trick-or-treating. And I think we'd all like to see more trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood. So Roser Park is another good neighborhood, I think. So I invite you all to bring your kids down to Roser Park.
And Brandy, you know, I want to go back to the fact that this is a very welcoming community for the study. I mean, you are actually a PhD. You are a scientist. This is a very welcoming community for spirits and mediums. And, you know, that was the thing in the Victorian era. It was embraced. Mm-hmm. You've tell us a little bit about how St. Pete welcomes this kind of entertainment, but also engaging education.
Well, St. Pete has a really cool old history. And I mean, one of our ghosts is supposed to be John Williams himself, who is the founder, one of the two founders of St. Petersburg. So it kind of goes way back. We have a deep Southern roots as a history. And boy, the South loves ghost stories. Plus, there were a whole lot of religious movements at the time that St. Pete was being established. We get Casadega on the other coast. And so, yes, we do end up with a lot of metaphysical churches in this area. And it is always interesting. There's also kind of this underground that, you know people who know these stories, or they are sensitives, but they are not public about it. So I've always tried to use the haunted history element, trying to teach people about our heritage here, why we are totally cool. And it's also a lot of fun because I do qualitative research. So gathering those stories and finding those commonalities becomes a really big part of what the undertone to our community is.
And if I can jump off of what Brandy mentioned, when we were coming up with the sort of the theming of Ghost Fest, the artist that we're working with, Reese Meatyard, he's a brilliant artist here in St. Pete who's a resident of Roser Park, thought it would be a good idea to tap into around the time Roser Park was established. Like Brandy mentioned, there was a lot of interest in this sort of metaphysical as sort of like a movement or a religious interest. And so I thought that was really fascinating.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, let's go, you know, let's try to use some of that. And so with our theming, we're kind of trying to capture the sort of aesthetics of that era and sort of combine it with that sort of vibe, you know.
Well, folks forget that numerology, for example, is a really big thing. So a lot of our buildings, like Henry Taylor, who did the Vinoy, and the Comfort Station 1, the Ringlings, they all integrated, Ringling Mansion, they all integrated like these esoteric symbols and numerology into the structures. So it literally goes into our bones, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let's get a little kooky here. Favorite Halloween candy, Brandy.
Ooh, Reese's. Always.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So when I was a kid, I loved Three Musketeers. Oh, geez. Snickers. I'm going to say
candy
Snickers.
Here. Next favorite horror movie, Brandy.
Oh, you know, I don't do horror, so I can't answer.
All right.
Me neither. So I'm a big fan of Guillermo del Toro. He did The Crimson Peak. I really enjoyed. But also some of his movies that I would not consider horror, like The Shape of Water and the Pan's Labyrinth. I wouldn't call them horror, but they definitely have a strong, dark element to them that I really enjoy. So that's my answer.
I'm a child. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Hocus Pocus is great.
Not the second one. The second one makes me crazy. But Hocus Pocus, I love, love, love Hocus Pocus. Finally, the wackiest Halloween costume you ever wore.
Oh, geez.
Brandy?
Oh, I like the Queen of Halloween. So I actually had orange and black streamers for hair, a crown, like the full Victorian outfit. And I remember I was walking down 4th Street because I had a job that was close by. And people would like beep at me because it was Halloween. It was great. I had a lot of fun.
I have a little story. I'm going to a quick story. So I was living at the Sans Souci, which is over on 5th and 4th when I was in college. It was like a long time ago. And
I threw
together a Halloween party. It was this epic, awesome Halloween party because I lived in – Sans Souci is like definitely haunted. And I was like scrambling to get things together, and one of my best friends came over a little early, and he's like, "You're not wearing a costume." And I was like, "I didn't have time to come up with a costume." And he was like, "You should be Prince for Halloween." And I said, I don't have a Prince costume. And he's like, "I bet that I can pull together a Prince outfit by just your closet, because I believe that you are Prince." And he went to my closet and he threw together this outfit. And I happen to have a purple blazer, purple velvet blazer, which, I mean, that's on me. It was actually a really good costume.
Love that. Well, I have two. Elvira.
Elvira's a classic.
I actually, when I worked for the Halloween shops, actually had her as a guest. But my favorite one is a homage to my family. It's the Wandering Jew. I wore a green sequin dress. I draped myself in leaves and had a bunch of Bloomingdale bags.
Oh my God.
Wow. So that's it. I don't dress up anymore. So folks, listen, we're going to have all of the great dates. And also, Dom, you have some other things coming up. Rosa Park Luminaries, December 20th. Mm-hmm. And then Rom-Com in the Park, Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
In February.
February 14th.
And Tour of Homes, March 21st. We'll have all the dates. Dr. Brandy Stark will have all your dates. Spirits of St. Petersburg. I want to thank both of you for helping me haunt Radio St. Pete today. So can we give a big shout out boo before we're done? One, two, three.
Boo!
Boo! For Halloween, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Thank you, Brandy and Dom, for being here.